We'll be back to the Sunrise Morning Show in just a little bit. But first, it's 7:21 at AM 1160 The Quest. I'm Allison DeLuhl, and we have a new local segment within the Sunrise Morning Show. This morning, I'll be speaking with Bob and Karen Bott, the local team with Retrovi, a ministry that is a lifeline for hurting marriages and offers programs to help. The main goal is to provide help for couples who live in disappointment and pain of marriage problems. And I'm thrilled to have them here this morning, bringing hope to so many couples. So Bob and Karen Bott, welcome to The Quest.
Thank you, Allison. Thank you.
Thanks, Allison. So happy to have you all here. I know we were speaking in the past. It's essential to have healthy and strong marriages. You know, that is the lifeline of the church. Without strong, healthy families, things go downhill fast. So I am glad that you're taking time out of your day to speak with us today about Retrovi.
Glad to be here.
So could you all please just share a little bit about yourselves and your marriage and how the Lord led you both to serve in this essential Christian ministry program called Retrovi?
We found ourselves in a place in our marriage that was not good. We were actually in what's called the misery stage of our marriage and kind of in ashes. And we had heard about Retrovi once before, and thanks be to God, it was announced in our bulletin at our parish. And we were doing marriage counseling at the time. But we decided to give the program a try and registered, and it made all the difference in the world to us and to our marriage. And we found that there is hope, there is healing, and God can make beauty from the ashes.
And my perspective, you know, we call it the married singles lifestyle. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when we got married, I just thought, you know, marriage would be like a magic carpet ride, that we would just glide through life and no worries, no problems, have children, no problems. And then all of a sudden, you know, you have a family and your jobs, things start getting kind of squirrely.
Yeah.
And I put more time into my golf game or, you know, sports activities and just kind of drifted to myself, you know. And as the years went by, the wall kept getting higher and higher between Karen and I. Mm. And then all of a sudden, you know, we become empty nesters. And it was like, who is this person I'm living with, you know? Thank goodness Karen mentioned Retrovi. And we went to a weekend, and it basically changed our lives and the course we were on.
Praise God. So what is Retrovi?
Retrovi is a ministry. It was founded in the Catholic Church, but it is open to people of all faiths or no faith. It's a three-phase program. It starts off with a weekend. We have a weekend coming up May 3rd through the 5th of 2024. It's a three-day weekend starting on a Friday night, ending on a Sunday afternoon, and it's presented by three married couples who have been through the program and a priest. And couples go through the series of presentations on the weekend, and it is followed by 6 weeks of a deeper exploration of our marriages, ourselves, and how to rebuild our marriages to a much better place. And it is then continued on with the third phase, which is a monthly support group. And it's always a potluck dinner, a presentation for a marriage enrichment, and just that fellowship of other married couples who have been through Retrovi and who want to continue to build their marriages and have strong examples for their families and friends.
That's beautiful.
And to add to the weekend, you know, couples come there on a Friday night. It's a journey, you know, from Friday to Saturday to Sunday, and they're trying to rediscover who they are personally, their marriages. And then after the weekend, the post sessions are phenomenal. It's like the nuts and bolts of marriage, and it just like peels the layers of the onion off to get to know who you are, to get to the core of who you are, and then to rebuild from that core to be a better person individually, husband and wife, to try to be a better person and to learn how to live together and communicate together to build a stronger marriage on a stronger foundation. Yeah, the post sessions are phenomenal.
That is beautiful. And community, you know, when people know that other people are going through the same situation, you know, it opens them up more to listen and to hear, and they can relate to them. So hopefully make changes and say, yes, I want this marriage to last. I want to make it through.
Exactly.
That's exactly it. You know, it gives you a blueprint. It's sort of like having a personal coach if you want to get back in shape or to be a better golfer or whatever. You have your coaches to train you on being a better husband or wife and a better marriage.
So when I was looking through the website, it was talking about the four stages of marriage, romance being the first, disillusionment the second, misery the third, and awakening the fourth. So what would you say? Would misery be the location where many people are stuck in that decide to end the marriage before they realize that there is a beautiful awakening afterward if they can make it through?
Not all couples come to Retrovi in a state of misery. Some are simply disillusioned. They've grown apart. Mm-hmm. There may not be a crisis or any kind of an event that caused it, but they're just not where they'd like to be. They're certainly not where they were when they first met, fell in love, and got married in the romance stage.
Got it.
In the romance stage, you know, it's like nothing goes wrong. You know, all you want to do is talk to each other and laugh, and you're just, you know, a solid couple. And then, you know, things start to, you know, disillusionment creeps in, you know, like jobs and children and stuff like that. And the next thing you know, misery. But awakening is a great stage. A lot of couples don't get to that stage. You know, we've gotten there and we still have to continue working to stay in the awakening stage.
If somebody is out there listening and they are wondering, am I in the stage where this Retrovi program would be beneficial for me? Is there a place where there are questions, or how would they know if their marriage is in need of Retrovi?
I think a couple would just know whether they wanted more. If they're looking for more out of their relationship and have lost that joy that they had found in one another in the beginning, if they're just looking for something more, then Retrovi's for them.
Yeah, communication. You know, if they lack communication, like they're not, you know, one's in one room, one's in the other room, and they're just not talking anymore, you know, Retrovi teaches you how to communicate better to each other and to your children.
Where could our listeners learn more about Retrovi?
Our website is helpourmarriage.org. There are testimonials and the locations where Retrovi programs are being presented. If you wanted to speak with us, we are a media partner with the Quest. All you have to do is reach out to someone at the Quest, and Bob or I would be happy to speak with anyone that would have a question.
Thank you, Bob and Karen, so much for talking to us about Retrovi today.
Thank you, Allison.
Thank you, Allison.
Bob and Karen Bott, talking about Retrovi to help struggling marriages. It's 729 here at AM 1160 The Quest. I'm Allison DeLuhl. I'll be back tomorrow morning at 721 speaking with Ruth O'Neill, a life coach whose mission it is to help women develop strategies that empower them to have the life they were created for, which blesses the world. And the Sunrise Morning Show continues now on AM 1160 The Quest.